Scientists and environmentalists say that Twitter isn't the only place where people share information that makes people less likely to support laws that are meant to deal with the changing climate. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter, a lot of false information about climate change has been spread there. Meta's website had almost 4,000 ads, most of which were bought by fossil fuel companies. In 2022, the number of tweets that said climate scam or climate change denial tripled. From the Associated Press. If you look up the word climate on Twitter, the first thing it suggests is climate scam, not climate crisis, climate jobs, or even climate change. When you click on the suggestion, you'll find dozens of posts that deny climate change is happening and make false claims about what's being done to stop it. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter last year, this kind of false information has spread like wildfire. But Twitter isn't the only site that shares content that scientists and environmentalists say hurts public support for policies meant to deal with a changing climate. What's going on in the information ecosystem is a direct threat to action, said Jenny King, who is in charge of climate research and response at the London-based nonprofit Institute for Strategic Dialogue. It plants those doubts and makes people think that maybe scientists don't agree on something. The Institute is part of a group of groups that work to protect the environment. On Thursday, they released a report that tracks false information about climate change in the months leading up to, during, and after the UN climate summit in November. The new verification system that Elon Musk put in place could be part of the problem. Image by Reuters. In the report, social media sites were criticized for things like not following their own rules against spreading false information about climate change. It's not the first time that Twitter has been used to spread false information about climate change. Researchers found that Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, led almost 4,000 ads on its site, most of which were bought by fossil fuel companies, that questioned the scientific consensus behind climate change and criticized efforts to stop it. In some ads and posts, inflation and fears about the economy were used as reasons to oppose climate policies, while the costs of doing nothing were left out. Researchers also found that many of the accounts spreading false informa